We're going to start out with the growing outbreak of measles that originated last month in Disneyland. Health officials have now confirmed 95 cases of measles, most of them in California. But there are also a few cases in Arizona, Utah, Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, Nebraska, Michigan, and in Mexico. One high school in Southern California has told nearly 70 students to stay home because they are not fully vaccinated. In Arizona, health officials are monitoring 1,000 people who may have been exposed to the disease. Rebecca Plevin is health reporter at KPCC in Southern California, Southern California Public Radio. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Lisa.
We heard about the high school students, but what do we know about who mostly seems to be getting the measles? What age group?
So interestingly, it seems like most of the people who are getting the measles are actually adults over 20 years old.
And is there a reason for that in particular? Is that at all surprising?
You know, I found it surprising, and I don't know why that is. I asked CDPH about vaccination status for the people that they know of. And as of this point, they know of 45 people of their vaccination status. That's 45 out of, like you said, about 79 people in California. And of those, 80% or 36 of those cases were unvaccinated. Three cases had one dose of vaccine. Six cases had two or more doses of vaccine. So it's hard to know with these adults where they fall on that spectrum.
Okay, in Arizona, those who have not been vaccinated are being asked to stay home for 3 weeks. These are the 1,000 people who are being monitored for symptoms now. 3 weeks is a full incubation period for measles. The Arizona Health Services Director said he understands it's tough to stay home, but quote, all it takes is a quick trip to Costco before you're ill, and bam, you've just exposed a few hundred people. For those who may not be too familiar with measles, how does it spread, Rebecca, and how dangerous is it?
Measles is an airborne disease, so it's spread through the air, through coughing and sneezing. And experts say it's a highly contagious disease, one of the most contagious diseases out there. They say that it lingers in the air for an hour or two after a contagious person has left the room. So it's very highly contagious. They also say that if one person has it, that 90% of the people near that person who are not immune will also become infected. And so it makes sense that they would ask people to stay home because, you know, if you are, like he said, at Costco, at the gym, you know, and at school, other people can get infected if they are vulnerable.
So how is the anti-vaccination movement and the issue of what's called herd immunity playing here? This is an issue that you have reported on quite a bit.
That's right. You know, the issue of anti-vaccination has gotten a lot of attention here in Southern California in the past year. We had a measles outbreak last year, too, and it seemed big at the time, but it was only about 60 cases compared to what we're seeing now. It doesn't seem as big, but it was big last year. And that began to really shine a light on this issue of, you know, parents choosing to not vaccinate their children. So there has been a lot of focus on parents who don't vaccinate and parents choosing to get these personal belief exemptions and opting their kids out of vaccination. You know, there's been a lot of attention on the fact that personal belief exemptions are most pronounced in wealthy, affluent areas, the coastal and mountain areas. So we really see pockets where there are unvaccinated people.
In fact, we should say you have reported that there are parts of Southern California that have extremely low vaccination rates, some so low that they're on par with developing countries.
Right. Yeah, that I didn't report that personally, but that was in the Hollywood Reporter, and that's gotten a lot of attention because it's a very stark number.
And is that considered to be at all the cause of the spread of the measles outbreak now?
You know, I think experts are pointing to the fact that there are pockets of people who are unvaccinated, and that does allow the disease to spread. Experts say that you need to have 92 to 94% of people vaccinated against the measles in order for it to not, in order to protect people who are unvaccinated. And so I think they really are pointing to the fact that there are pockets of unvaccinated people, and that is allowing this disease to spread right now.
Yeah, worth noting that some of those people who have measles have indeed been fully vaccinated for measles, and they're getting it anyway. What is the success rate?
That's right. So I spoke to an official from the CDC about this because I noticed that, too, and I thought it was interesting. And I asked, you know, does this surprise you? And the official from the CDC said that it actually did not surprise her. She says that the measles vaccine is extraordinarily effective. With one dose, you're considered 95% protected. With two doses, you're considered 99% protected, is 99% effective. But that still leaves, you know, a little percentage. And so if you have thousands of people who are exposed, mathematically, I guess it makes sense that a couple people would get the disease.
Okay, very briefly, any indication of whether the outbreak could be a turning point in people's attitudes toward vaccination?
That's a great question. It's something that I think a lot of people are watching here. I know we've reported that pediatricians locally are saying that they are seeing more parents who maybe delayed the measles shot coming in frantically and saying, I need to get that shot for my kids now. But, you know, the question of whether the people who are very staunchly against vaccines, if this will turn them, I think that's something that we'll have to wait and see. You know, there's been evidence in past studies that people dig in their heels, even given scientific evidence in support of vaccination. So I think we'll have to wait and see about that.
Okay, thank you. Rebecca Plevin, health reporter for KPCC in Pasadena. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.